This weekend in Ballyshannon, we have visitors from over 20 different countries who are unique visitors to Ireland in that they come uniquely to Ireland for this event. And they come in their thousands, to be quite honest. And as I say, we know exactly, you know, through our ticket sales and through bookings and through local hotel accommodation, self-catering, B&B, campervan parks, you know, campsites. It's a huge injection into the local economy of South Donegal for 4 days. And it's been quantified that it's worth $4 million to the local economy and $5 million to the wider economy. So for a small voluntary organisation that puts this together every year, you know, it's a really successful event, you know, ticking all those boxes.
And it clearly has a huge impact on the area, as you've highlighted, and on people's lives as well. And when it brings so much, I guess that's why, for yourself, for so many people, that's why it's so important to not lose it, because we've seen a number of other festivals in this region go that way of not being able to be renewed and go again just due to the high costs of it all. And is that a real fear?
Absolutely. I think the festival sector in rural Ireland has been left to paddle its own canoe. I think if you're in a big city like Dublin, Galway, Cork, you know, Waterford, you know, the bigger cities, you know, they will see, you know, the investment from government agencies, you know, into those events, into those cities. But, you know, when you're coming from, you know, a smaller rural base, a border town, and you're basically trying to sell the message, you know, that this is what we're doing. This is the numbers. This is Rory Gallagher, a national icon to be celebrated in his birthplace. Sometimes it's very hard for those agencies, you know, right across the board to understand. And I think government and all political groupings need to recognise that, you know, without tourism, you know, places like the Northwest and the border counties will not survive. The day of supporting just the big cities in Galway, Dublin, Cork, you know, Limerick, Waterford, you know, the Shannon region, they've done very well for many years, and it's time for someone to come out and say, you know, we need our share too, and we need to be supported and recognised. And if this event does disappear after this year, well, It's the powers that be that have created quangos to come along, and these quangos come in and they put pressure on organisers that are running great events for many years, and that is the real problem, David.